Last week, my insurance agent called with the good news that my life insurance policy had been approved. "You're free to die," he said. "Please don't misunderstand me. I'm not all that interested in dying, but now that I have life insurance, I feel a little less inclined to want to live forever." I had the same feeling of relief when I made the decision to donate my body to Duke University Medical School. However, at that time, there was one problem. My son was a medical student at Duke, and he was horrified at the prospect of his mother being his cadaver. So I promised to postpone my death until he had graduated. Now that I have the insurance policy and know where my body is going, I can move on to other details like disposal of my ashes. I come from a traditional family that selects coffins and places them in cemetery plots, so I haven't given much thought to alternatives. My friends have talked of scattering ashes or preserving them in an urn that is then placed in a memorial garden, columbarium, or in their home. I love the beach and considered having my ashes scattered there, but my sister said she didn't want to think about stepping on me when she went on vacation. Scattering from the air is another possibility. I've always wanted to skydive, but waiting until only an urn full of me can enjoy the thrill doesn't make much sense. I'm inclined to leave my ashes in Duke's fiery furnace. Hopefully, the rest of me will not suffer the same fate in that other fiery place. Not long ago, my church secretary gave me a form to fill out concerning my wishes for a memorial service. I have listed names and addresses of family members, my choice of music, pastor, place, scripture, and suggestions for memorials. There was no mention of an obituary. I don't know who writes the obits I read in the News and Observer, but I am seriously thinking of getting someone to write mine before I die so that I can have some input. I don't trust just anybody to determine how I will be remembered. In fact, I don't even trust myself to give a glowing report of my life so far. But now that the details of my death are taken care of, I can concentrate on making good use of the time I have left, so that my obituary will make my family proud. Free to live, what a blessing. Free to die, what a relief. But I'm not ready yet.